are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Okay, this has got to be the worst food fight I've ever seen. Did you guys hear about this? Apparently, students were cut. There was head trauma, broken bones. When a bunch of them in Ohio, and we're talking grade school, no, middle school students, got into a pretty big food fight. Yeah, they say dozens of students right now are recovering from head injuries and broken bones after a cafeteria food fight in a school in Garfield Heights, Ohio. Really, people? I mean, maybe the fruit wasn't ripe. I don't know. I mean... You know, those bananas, when they're dark green, those pack a punch. I know, because I remember my mom, you know, she's like, get to school, go get the bus, go catch a school bus. And I didn't eat, you know, or I had my little Count Chocula cereal at the time, or a Boysenberry. I forget the cereals, the ones with the ugly characters on the boxes. And Fruit Loops, I like my Fruit Loops. And she'd throw the banana at me, and, you know, kind of like a boomerang that would smack me in the head. And they were always unripe. That's why I wouldn't go to the bananas. You know, she'd always buy the bananas dark green, so they would last. Because if you buy a banana yellow, it already starts to bruise by the next day. So, you know, she'd buy them, and they would be so, I mean, almost like, anyway, it hurt. It smarted. So I'm wondering if that's what happened. All right, so I guess, let me see. They just started throwing food out of nowhere. The eighth graders, especially, it got out of control. They were pushing this one girl back and forth. The rescue crews had to come into play. Did anybody have to get tasered? Let me see. Can you imagine? Tasered orange and banana? Somebody got hit in the head with an orange. Oh, but you know what? This isn't funny. They also got hurled into a brick wall. All right, so this food fight, wow. A lot of testosterone in this one. Well, of course, and the parents are upset. Of course the parents are upset. Because, you know, the food these kids throw, it's not the healthy sandwich. Right? It's not the healthy, you know, Tupperware cup of broccoli. Right? That probably wouldn't do much damage. It's all the it's all the food that nobody wants to eat. So, yeah, of course the parents are upset. But come on, people, really food fight. All right, we've got a lot to talk about today on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Please call in at 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Got some interesting stuff. I guess the new iPad is too hot. Did you guys hear about that? The iPad, I guess it's going up to about 116 degrees. We need to talk about that. Interesting FMLA course for Family Medical Leave course, Family Medical Leave Act, Kate. Come on. Was my day that long? Case in court. Court case. What is wrong with me? One of these days I'll do a morning show, and I'm going to be, you think I have energy now. Wait till you see me do a show in the morning. All right. Anyway, we need to talk about the high court and what they did with this case. Boy, I'm going to get fired before any change happens. Okay. And then, we got to talk about irritable bowel. This irritable bowel is not going away. A lot of other cool stuff. Well, I don't know if it's cool stuff, but if you have an issue with morning sickness, I guess you could use ibuprofen. That's kind of nice. They also say that an aspirin a day, again, can help prevent cancer. Another study coming out, just the baby aspirin. So we got some really cool stuff to talk about. So I'm very excited about today's show. I know I'm probably the only one. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. What's this? 101-year-old great-grandma paraglides to world's record. Oh, did you guys hear about this? 101-year-old Utah woman ushered in her birthday with the tandem paraglide ride. And apparently she made it in the Guinness Book of World Records. She did this when she was 100. Now she's 101. All her family watched for generations. Oh, I love that. Yeah, you see, that's the type of granny I want to be. You know, I want to be the cool granny that just does everything and everybody goes, oh, my grandma's not old. You know, but already I feel old. My kids are calling me old. Do you think my grandkids and my great-grandkids aren't going to call me old? All right, what's happening here? Did you hear Oprah Winfrey's network laid off 30 staffers? That's about a fifth of its employees. So it's not that big a network. Only has about 150, right? Employees, that's a fifth? Yeah. I got the math right. Yeah, five times 30, right? 150, good. It's been a long day. Well, you know she canned the Rosie O'Donnell show. Yeah, and then Rosie was a little upset, but then they said she partied and she was all fine. But I guess they're laying off workers. Wow, apparently pretty big loss. I don't know. I mean, do you have to pay for these cable shows? Is that what's going on? You know, I see, nobody wants to pay. That's why, like, internet radio was so huge, you know, and because you could get internet radio for free. I mean, I had no idea. When I started radio, I don't know if you guys ever, I ever told you guys this. When I started radio, people said the last thing I should do is get on radio stations in particular cities. They said, be on the internet. Be all over the internet. Be on TV, podcast, do everything. Last but not least, like Huckabee and Sean Hannity, then get to radio. Dennis Miller, do radio last. Now, I was already in too deep. I was already in a bunch of cities. We already started that. Then XM picked me up. So I still went the route that many of us think we're supposed to do. But I didn't realize how big internet is and internet radio is. You know, and I probably didn't realize how big it was till Genesis Communications Network, you know, picked up my show. I didn't realize when you got the podcast there, you got the archives. And I'm not saying this to promote them. I'm just saying I was shocked. I didn't realize. You know, I always thought, you know, you turn on a television, whatever's on is on. And then TiVo came and you're like, oh, okay. So I can watch American Idol or Smash or Glee, you know, Another Day, Boardwalk Empire. And then I guess the same thing was able to be done with radio. And this whole world of radio was going on. So here you have television, you know, trying to get you to pay. And I just don't think it's going to work. If people can't get you for free. I mean, this is why Pandora is so huge. Pandora, you plug in your song and it's free internet radio. I mean, it's not all the songs you want. Sometimes you get songs you don't want. But, you know, people like free. You know, we are. Now, of course, you know, pirating is a whole big issue that they're dealing with now because people are getting their music for free. But again, the music industry, they're not liking it because but you got less people buying music. People don't want to pay. They're definitely not going to pay for Dr. Dahlia. Wouldn't it be nice to charge? I want to get the money. All right, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life.
but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FloJack hand well pump. The affordable FloJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FloJack backup hand pump kit for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FloJack.com, spelled FloJak.com. Be sure to spell FloJak.com or call 855-4-FloJack, 855-4-FloJack. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FloJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, can any of you make light of what's been going on in Florida with the shooting, the neighborhood watch shooting? All right, this is just strange all the way around. And I'm trying to figure this out. It's just they still aren't giving us all the details, and I'm kind of surprised why we're not getting all the details. Now, this is what I understand. Again, please correct me if I'm wrong. All right. There was a George Zimmerman, who is, I guess, the Florida, he was a watch captain in a Florida neighborhood. And from what I understand, it was a gated neighborhood. And then there was a boy, 17-year-old Trayvon Martin, okay, who was returning to this gated community. I don't know if he lived in the gated community or not. All right. After he bought candy, I think he had an iced tea and some Skittles. All right. So the neighborhood watch captain saw Trayvon, calls the police, and is on the phone with the police for a while. Then he gets out, and apparently there's an altercation with the boy. Today, news came out that the boy was talking to a girl. We aren't sure if it was his girlfriend or not. And she was talking to him up until the point where there was the altercation. Now, you wonder what happened after that. And, of course, this is where details are really, really sketchy. All right? Now, they're showing pictures. The boy looks like an absolute adorable boy. Can't believe he's 17 years old. He looks younger than that. Of course, maybe there are pictures of him when he was younger, but adorable boy. George Zimmerman, you look at a picture. I mean, he's wearing orange. It looks like he's wearing orange. So at first I thought this was somebody who was charged and that's his mugshot. But maybe not. That's just a picture of him. It just looks like a mugshot to me. All right. So you're looking at him and, you know, they're saying he's white and this is a hate crime. But he looks Hispanic to me. And I guess the family's saying he's Hispanic, he's not white. All right. So, again, I'm just a little confused. I don't know if the boy was, like I said, living in the community or not. If it's a gated community and he wasn't living there, then how did he get in? You know, if the door is open or the gate is open and he's cutting across, right, because it's a shortcut, okay, is that harmless? Yeah. All right. You know, why did Zimmerman, when he was in the car, in his, I think he was in an SUV, I'm not sure. Why did he have a gun on him? I didn't know that neighborhood watch, you're allowed to have guns. Now, again, if he, you know, carries concealed, then that's, you know, that's just what he does. Carries concealed. But, I mean, are neighborhood watch people armed? Like I said, I'm just a little confused. And he gets out. Despite the police saying, don't get out of the car, there's some sort of an altercation. Now, remember, the police were on their way because he called the police while he was in his car, in the car. He's following the boy. The boy, while he's being followed, is telling the girl on the phone. And her sworn testimony is he's saying, this guy's following me. This guy's following me. I don't know what to do. And she's like, run. He's like, well, I'm not going to run. I'm going to walk fast. So there's this conversation allegedly going on. Zimmerman gets out of the car. They accost each other. We don't know what's going on. Police finally get there. But they get there just too late to the point where the kid's dead. And Zimmerman is, I guess, bleeding from his nose and the back of his head. And so I'm just really confused. Now, of course, this is huge. This is, I mean, if the boy was killed innocently, which is what the media is saying. I guess Al Sharpton's involved. I mean, this is some scary stuff. You know, what is going on with the neighborhood watch? But then on the flip side, if Zimmerman was not under the influence, all right, if he really thought this person was a threat, what was the boy doing that was so threatening? We still haven't heard at all. I guess George Zimmerman hasn't, you know, been arrested yet. I guess in Florida, you have the, law, stand your ground, right? We talked about this, the stand your ground law. Basically, a citizen doesn't have to retreat before using deadly force against an attacker. And then you also wonder if the police was telling George, the neighborhood watch captain, just stay on the phone with us. Don't do anything. The police are going to be there. Why did he get out of his car? And what was he trying to do? Now, I understand if I ever did neighborhood watch, which I kind of, you know, have wanted to do. I think it's kind of cool to kind of walk around, you know. I like doing drive-bys with police and stuff. I just like to. I kind of like, you know, you get into the mode and you kind of, you know, your testosterone, your epinephrine, adrenaline starts to go. But, I mean, you really shouldn't be looking for trouble. You know, okay, if something happens, like, hey, what's going on over there? Yeah, all good? All good, good. Yeah. Continue doing what you're doing. You know what I've always wanted to do? I've always wanted to be in the middle of the street directing traffic. Don't ask. That is something I thought, maybe it's a power trip. I don't know. But to be able to stand there, right, holding the stop sign, and then somebody not stopping, you know, and then me getting all tough with them, that's just something I've always wanted to do. Yeah. But anyway, I'm really, really confused. What happened? And maybe by the time, you know, this broadcast, you guys will have all the details, and they'll say, well, Zimmerman said he saw this, he saw the boy with a weapon, but there was no weapon on the boy. You know, so now that opens up a whole slew of questions. Okay, number one is if you're a kid and you're coming back from, let's say, 7-Eleven or AMPM or the convenience store to get some goodies, should you avoid, and I mean at all costs, should you avoid going into a neighborhood where there's a neighborhood watch because somebody could be armed and shoot you? Okay. If you are a neighborhood watch person, okay, and you see something and you don't think the police are going to get there quick enough, all right, do you have neighborhood watch backup? I would say still do what the 911 operator tells you to do. Don't be getting out of the car trying to be a hero, right? But because realize, if you get into an altercation and you feel like you have to defend yourself and you kill somebody and it happens to be a kid who was unarmed, you're probably going to jail. I mean, from what I understand, he may be up on, what are they looking at, manslaughter? They're looking at manslaughter. And I mean, many people are like, well, it should be. I mean, he killed a kid. He killed an unarmed kid who was just walking home. That's why we really need to know what the heck happened. I mean, do we need to revamp our whole neighborhood watch system? Again, in many neighborhoods, I'm aware of neighborhood watch. You have a whole bunch of stickers. You have people watching. Whenever people are out of town, we all look. I know some people walk around. But, I mean, it's not like, you know, a military type of operation. So, I mean, this is just really frightening. I mean, I used to cut through apartment complexes. I cut through places all the time. I always did. You know, I mean, in the dark, it was a safer time back then, but I always did. And I'm just really confused. So, again, still unanswered questions. Did the kid live in that community? If the kid didn't live in that community, was it really a guarded community? Was it a community that was really secured, because obviously he was able to go through and, you know, walk across. If he was walking across, what was so threatening to make somebody on watch decide to call 911? I mean, what was so concerning for him to call 911? He was on the phone for a significant amount of time with 911, felt the need to chase him down, go out of the car and address him. Why was there blood? Why was there any altercation to begin with? And then why did it go into a shooting? Now, some people are saying it was an accidental shot. All right, the gun went off. I don't know. I mean, I not enough details. But this really, really frustrates me, because you have a kid that died. And from what we understand, he just had Skittles in his pocket. Now, Skittles doesn't feel like a weapon to me. But we just don't know. And what I want you to do is, if you have kids always running around at night, you know, running to get, because kids always, that's just what you did. We had a Circle K. Across from where I live. So we always crossed the street. I think Indian School, I lived in Phoenix. And I believe we lived, I don't know if it was like 87th and Indian School, I forget. And there's a Circle K right there on the corner, 82nd maybe, 82nd and Indian School. Indian School, huge street. Or is it Indian Bend? Indian, I don't know, I forget. It's been so long. Anyway, always, that's just what you did. You know, I'm going to go run and get some goodies, going to run and get some goodies. You did. You ran over Circle K, got your goodies, ran back. You know, you cut through. We had alleys behind, you know, the areas, but... And that's just, but I mean, if so, tell your kids, just do not. I mean, maybe stay as far away from neighborhood watch right now. I mean, just take regular sidewalks home. Don't talk to strangers, or travel in pairs, or you know what, drive your kid. Maybe don't let your kid, you know, be walking around at night by themselves, because again, we just don't know. And I mean, people are guessing, well, was Zimmerman on drugs? Was he drunk? And so he thought something, maybe he was seeing something. I don't know, but this is absolutely frightening, because kids cut across neighborhoods all the time. I mean, unless something really was happening. So I just get so frustrated, because when I look at a situation like this, I want to say, guys, this was avoidable. This was absolutely avoidable. And no one's really talking. No one's really telling us the scoop here. All right, guys, don't go away. We've got a lot more to talk about. Ibuprofen helping your altitude sickness and aspirin and cancer. Let's rock and roll. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose It Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, guys, let's rock and roll. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Know that you could, if you ever miss any of my shows, no, don't say you're lucky and, you know, high-five each other. You can still go to my website and get my shows. Okay, remember, you're all getting quizzed. We got a huge pop quiz coming up, right? I'm going to be quizzing all of you. So if you don't listen and you don't take notes, you're going to fail. Pretty important stuff. What happens if you ace it? I don't know. I don't know, maybe I'll give you a T-shirt. I don't know, but it's pretty important. Okay, three new studies published on Wednesday have added to growing scientific evidence with just a little fertilizer and a little sunlight that taking a daily dose of aspirin can help prevent and possibly treat cancer. I really hope they aren't doing this just to save money with Obamacare. You know, I hope they aren't just going to the store going, okay, well, we got some here. We got some gummy vitamins, aspirin. Let's say this stuff works so people don't, you know, go to the doctor and ask for expensive chemotherapeutic agents. Let's use aspirin. But no. Okay, this is a soft spot for me, all right? I'm very excited about the whole daily aspirin use. This isn't new, okay? I remember my father 30 years ago telling me that if he eats tomatoes And if he takes an aspirin a day, it's going to help prevent cancer. And I'm like, well, fine, Dad, this is 30 years ago. Now, before he died of a heart attack, we thought he was already afflicted with colon cancer. But he would never get the scope. Oh, I don't want to get the scope. No, 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 nobody touch there. No, nobody go in. Nobody go in. Nobody go in. Dad, nobody really wants to go in. Just let them do what they got to do. Nah, don't go in, no. Don't go in, no. Anyway, so, you know, my father, you know, he left this world the way he wanted to. Colonoscopy free. Right, well, the rest of us are getting colonoscopies. He got to leave this world colonoscopy free. He always said that. He goes, why find cancer? Let me get the heart attack. Let me get the heart attack so I don't get the cancer. So he got what he wanted. But I remember 30 years ago, they were saying take an aspirin a day. So, again, I can't say from a personal level that I have actually seen, personal perspective, that I've seen this work. I have had patients who take a daily aspirin a day, absolutely still have cancer. All right? But we are seeing how what's interesting is we're seeing how cancer may actually be squashed by aspirin. Now, the new studies were led by Peter Rothwell of Britain's Oxford University, found that aspirin also has a short-term benefit in preventing cancer and that it reduces the likelihood that cancers could spread to other organs by 40 to 50%. Now, I'm going to tell you, I mean, if this is really true, I mean, just because my dad was a fluke and some of my patients, they could be flukes, you know, it's still worth a try. But remember, we just talked about a few months ago before the turn of the year where you're not supposed to be taking aspirin anymore, right? They say, oh, increased risk of bleeding to the stomach, could hurt your kidneys, long-term could cause heart failure. So I have to sit here on air, right, eating crow, telling people, no, 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 all that aspirin stuff I've been telling you all these years, we now have to do it about face. I have to tell you no more aspirin. But it doesn't matter because then another study comes saying go back to the aspirin. Yeah, they say last year a study of British researchers questioned the wisdom of daily aspirin for reducing the risk of early death from a heart attack or stroke because they said it increased the risk of internal bleeding outweighed the potential benefit. I should probably do the Dr. Dahlia show in an accent. I think the ratings would be higher. People would think I sound smarter, wouldn't they? Or they'd think I sounded sexier. Other studies, including some by Rothwell in 2007. See that? I don't know. We'll see. You guys write me, let me know, because I got to do something about the ratings. No, they're okay. They're good. They're going to sink either way, huh? All right. They said that an aspirin a day, even at a low dose, 75 milligrams, reduces the long-term risk of developing some cancers, particularly bowel and esophageal. But the effects don't show until 8 to 10 years after the start of the treatment. Okay, well, that's a little inconvenient for us. You need to show the studies a little bit more quicker. Why don't they, you know how they're printing bone from printers? Why don't you take some esophagus stem cells or take some stem cells, grow them into esophagi, or is it esophaguses? I know I went to medical school. I still don't know how to do the plural. You think I know how to conjugate verbs just because I don't speak Latin. Just because I went to medical school doesn't mean my grammar, Latin or English, is any good. All right, esophagi. Let's call them esophagi, okay? Why don't they grow esophagi tissue, blast it with some aspirin and see what happens? Now, what about esophageal cancer and Barrett's esophagus and chronic reflux? Doesn't aspirin induce chronic reflux? Well, good. So, you see, we're still not at that point to tell people, all right, just take aspirin for cancer prevention. So what I think is going to happen is those of us in the medical community are just going to kind of sit here and go, duh, you know, and still scratch your head. I'm doing that, honestly. Honestly, I know I don't do that a lot on the radio because they're trying to sound smart, but when my microphone is off and I'm looking at these studies, I just sit there and I go, duh. Kyle hears me. Before we go on air, he hears me. I don't realize my microphone's on. I'm just, duh. He's like, what's wrong? I go, I don't get this. Yeah. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. We're still going to probably be recommending aspirin for our patients that are cardiac vulnerable. All right. So if we think you're at risk for heart attack or stroke, we're probably going to put you on the baby aspirin. We're going to make sure you still get your EGDs to make sure you aren't having ulcerations of the stomach, any internal bleeding. We'll still be keeping an eye on your blood count, making sure you still have good platelets and, you know, that you could clot. Well, by the way, you know, patients will ask me, Dahlia, what am I supposed to look for if the aspirin can make me bleed? Okay, well, a couple things. One thing I'm sure many of you have already noticed is you start to bruise really easily underneath the skin. Now, as we age, our skin thins, right? Yeah, absolutely. And so, yeah, good answer. Okay, no cheating, people. All right, so you start to see the purple blotches, and you see them, and you're like, I barely touched a pillow, and I bruised. Okay, that's a sign that, again, the aspirin could be causing, easy bleeding. But also keep in mind, too, lack of nutrition, aging, diabetes weaken the vessels, too. Look at your stool. Always look at your poo-poo. I tell you guys this all the time. I'd say you could send me pictures, but it doesn't come out that well. And I don't know if we're violating any internet laws, but if your stool looks black, that could be a sign of blood. If your stool has red streaks, of course, then that could be blood. But black in the stool means the blood came from a higher source. It had time to oxidize. Remember, most of the food that enters your stomach takes about a day or two to get through the colon. So a day or two of blood, what color does blood turn after it sits around for a while? Black, exactly. Good answer. So you'll notice black stool, and that could be a sign of blood. And it's very easy for the doctor to check in the office. What we used to do is we used to do a rectal exam, and then we had these little occult cards. We put the stool right there in front of you on the occult cards, then we dropped a couple drops of a reagent, and we could see if it turned blue, there was blood. The only problem is we aren't doing that as often as we should because many people have hemorrhoids. Or they said, Dahlia, there is going to be some blood because I had hemorrhoids. And so we still can't tell, is it coming from upper or lower at that point? It's easy to tell when somebody comes in and says, I see black or I see red. But when you're just kind of doing an occult exam right there in the office, hard to tell. So what we tell people to do is avoid red meat. When we do check your stool, you guys have to go home with those little cards. Avoid red meat. If you're eating rare steak every night, right, bloody steak, you're probably going to have blood, not yours, but animal blood. Yeah, these occult cards, they don't decide which blood is which. They can't say, oh, this is from a cow or, this is from a bunny rabbit. No, they're going to say, okay, this is blood. Blood is blood. So my recommendation would be, go through all the instructions. And honestly, we're supposed to be cutting back on red meat. Remember last week they said red meat causes us to die, right? So, we're all supposed to have changed our diet, right? Yeah, right. Now, I have not had red meat since then. I'm really craving a steak, though. Lent? I don't know. You know what I give up for Lent? What I give up for Lent are Brussels sprouts. Yep. It's tough. It's really tough with Brussels sprouts. Very tough. My legumes. I give up the legumes for, I mean, giving up chocolate would be too easy. Giving up chocolate, strawberry daiquiris, margaritas, mojitos, way too easy. Way too easy. I mean, you have to really, you have to sacrifice during Lent. So I do Brussels sprouts. And next year, I'll probably do asparagus. A nice asparagus sacrifice. All right, guys, don't go away. We got more to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com.
HempUSAHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for aromatic liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. How y'all doing out there? All right, thank you all for tuning in, and thank you for all the new Twitter followers. This is great. Looks like many of you guys are finally figuring out Twitter. It took me forever, too. Yeah, then you figure it out, and you're like, okay, I'm new to Twitter. Who should I add? Yeah, add me. I'll be nice. I'll be nice. And I'll give you good information. So thank you guys for doing that. And also, thank you for signing into the guest book. I love hearing where you guys are from and where you guys are listening from. It's great. So good stuff. Good people. Really, we really have good people listening. Thank you all. Got good people to work with here. Genesis Communications Network. Big thanks to Kyle, who's working the dials. And a big thanks to me. Okay, yeah, I'm thinking myself. Ibuprofen may help altitude sickness. I don't get to travel that much, so I don't get altitude sickness. I mean, you know, wherever we go, you know, maybe we drive to L.A., maybe we go to Tijuana. You know, I don't really go up in altitude too much. Alaska, though, no, because if we're on a cruise, we're sea level. Yeah, so again, no, that's seasickness. This is altitude sickness. Altitude sickness is when you go up in altitude too quickly. And they say ibuprofen may help. Now, symptoms of altitude sickness, you guys, have, if you've ever noticed that, where you ascend too quickly, get headache, you get dizzy, you could get nauseous, you could throw up, you could get tired. And, you know, sometimes high altitude sickness, you actually can retain water. Could be, you know, even lethal. They say scientists have studied 58 men and women who hiked to an altitude of 12,000 feet in the White Mountains of California. Of those treated with three doses of ibuprofen on the way, 43% suffered altitude sickness, acute mountain sickness, right? In comparison, 69% of hikers who were given a non-active dummy, placebo pill, they call it. I don't like calling them dummy pills because, I mean, it, you know, useless pills, maybe. I don't like calling them dummy, but placebo pills did experience symptoms. Now, this is going to be put in the annals of emergency medicine. Now, honestly, I love the whole emergency medicine, you know, the textbooks and the journals. Those are kind of fun. You know, really good pictures. Really good pictures. Okay, so if you think, you know, and I mean, it's not, I don't think they're going to work as well as the acetazolamide we write for people, or the dexamethasone steroids, but it's something that could be done. Probably the anti-inflammatory component of the ibuprofen. But again, you know, I love the idea of people getting out there. I love the idea of people taking vacations where you're actually doing something, you know, and you're exercising. Like your vacation is a hike, or your vacation is a, you know, like, you know, don't go to the Grand Canyon just to take a peek and then get back in your car. Do something while you're in the Grand Canyon. You know, hike and move and, you know, rock and roll in it. Yeah, just, you know, I like the idea. I just love vacations where you're really working with nature. That's why I love camping so much. Because you camp, you go on a hike, you got to build your fire, you got to chase after the cats. I can't bring the dogs because I can't sleep. There's just not enough room in our little camper. So I bring the cats. And then sometimes they go outside and then they run around in the snow and then they're like, oh, too cold. All right, so exercise. Maybe ibuprofen will help. Okay, so how many of you bought one of those new iPads? Suckers. Nah, I mean, I'm sure they're cool. I guess what? There's a thermal camera. I don't get this whole tech stuff, but from what I heard today, I guess there are reports from Consumer Reports claiming that the iPad tablet reaches temperatures of up to 116 degrees. That's hot. That could burn you, people. That is hot. Consumer Reports findings follow an earlier thermal imaging testing by Dutch site Tweakers, which found that the new iPad reached temperatures of 92.5 degrees Fahrenheit after 5 minutes running a GL benchmark test. Ooh, maybe I should give you guys that test instead of a pop quiz. According to... I'm sorry. I'm the only one that thinks I'm funny. According to Consumer Reports, which also use thermal imaging, the new iPad reached 116 degrees Fahrenheit after 45 minutes of running the game Infinity Blade 2. See, I don't play, I mean, Angry Birds, maybe Solitaire, but that's about it. And is that a good game, Infinity Blade 2? Kyle knows games. I'll ask Kyle on break. And this says the iPad was plugged in and propped up with a smart cover. Wi-Fi was on, 4G was off, and the room temperature was 72 degrees. Yeah, by the way, don't be doing that in a hot tub. Yeah, yeah, never charge your iPad while you're in a hot tub. Even with the new iPad plugged, or even unplugged, it reached temperatures of 113 degrees Fahrenheit. So what does that mean? What's going to happen? Well, I don't know. They say in both tests, the heat was kind of, that's why I'm telling you guys. I'm hoping you all know. Call in, tell me, 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Does that mean they're going to do anything about it? I bet people are going to buy it, you know, and try to light leaves on fire. Not that I think you could with that degree, but still. In both tests, the heat was concentrated in one spot. It is unclear whether Consumer Reports will slap the new iPad with a not recommended rating that it gave the iPhone 4, because remember the antenna issues. Ooh, that's rough. You spend millions or billions of dollars trying to create something, and then all of a sudden a Consumer Report says, nah. Nah. See, you need to really kiss up to those guys, Consumer Reports. Yeah, I got to kiss up to the rating people. You know, you work so hard prepping a show. I work so hard trying to be eloquent, you know, and finding exciting articles, right? Yeah. And then all of a sudden somebody could be like, nah, I'm not really interested in this stuff, Dahlia. And you're dead in the water. All right. So what was the big deal about the iPad? I guess it delivers a Retina display. It has an A5X chip. I don't know. Maybe so, you know, in case you get hungry. Support for 4G LTE plus 10 hours of battery life. I'd like longer battery life on my iPhone. Yes, I'm an iPhone user, but I cannot stand the... Look, right now, I'm looking at my iPhone right now. But battery's almost out. Battery is almost out. Why? Why is my battery almost out? I mean, I plugged it in earlier today. I don't know. Pretty frustrating. Okay, you guys want to talk about some more cool tech stuff? Oh, okay, you know what? I do want to talk about the irritable bowel, but that's a little... that's kind of a bloated subject. So we're going to have to probably talk about that in the next hour. If you guys could stay on, if not, no big deal. You'll get it on my on demand. Okay, I promise. Quickly, tattoos. We talk about tattoos a lot on the show, right? Once we had a show where people called in and, you know, just kind of told us what their tattoo is of. I have a tattoo of Dr. Dahlia. You know, the hair. Getting the tattoo of all the hair was really difficult for this one particular person. But I guess Nokia, is that how you pronounce it? I know Nokia, but I just never talk about it, presents magnetic tattoos. And what it does is it tingles when your phone rings. So these tattoos in your skin, I guess, are magnetized. They have magnets. And so it'll go ding, 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 you know, or vibrate when your phone rings. Now, I don't know if I would want any magnetic tattoo embedded in my skin. I love the idea how some people use magnets to help with their tennis elbow and racquetball elbow, and some of them feel better even with their carpal tunnel. I just don't know if I think you should take healthy skin and stick a magnet in there. They say the tattoo would offer single and multiple pulses to signal different things. See, my phone is a piano riff on my iPhone. I don't know if I use the vibrate because probably I just can't. I can't hear it. I like the piano riff. Yeah, see, that's mine. I just love. Oh, that's the Bad to the Bone. Yeah, see, I love the Bad to the Bone. That should be my theme song, Bad to the Bone. No, not because I'm bad. It's a cool song. I don't know if I would want the, I don't know if I would want magnets in me. All right, they say prior to using the ferromagnetic inks for attaching to human skin, the ink material may be exposed to elevated temperatures to cause demagnetization. Ooh, that'd be horrible. Such demagnetized ink is then used for creating an image by dispersing the ink material on or under the skin to make a functional tattoo. We don't want our tattoos functional. See, again, this is where people don't understand why a lot of us do what we do. Now, I don't have a tattoo, but most guys have a tattoo, right, because it's supposed to display something. Okay, it's supposed to be a sign of something. It's supposed to be a symbol. You don't want function. Okay, we aren't trying to multitask. We don't need to multitask our tattoos. All right, guys, a lot more to talk about. If you can stay on with us for the next hour, please do. This is Dr. Dahlia, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart, they're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.